This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Look who was settled in, fresh off some college hoops and a couple of weeks down to Tampa, getting that voice ready as he debuts today, taking over for John Sterling, the great Dave Sims. And all, you got to be pumped. How are you feeling, man?
Pretty darn good.
Are you nervous at all?
Not nervous, but that good exhilaration that you want to have before they go 3-2-1 go.
Oh, yeah.
And I know undoubtedly at probably 2:59, 3 o'clock, it'll start to ramp up some more. You know, you got to, like a lot of things, you got to pace yourself. I got up this morning. I said, I got to stay up. I go back to bed. Finally get back, get up about 6 o'clock, do some notes. Jumped on the Peloton about 8 o'clock and just sprinted. Did 15 minutes. Just like to take an edge off.
Who'd you have? A little cat?
I just put on 15 minutes.
Okay.
And I was following up on texts and whatnot. And I said, just go. And if you go hard, great.
Yeah.
And I wound up going hard. It was terrific.
You've done plenty of games, obviously, doing this a very, very long time. Opening day at the stadium, taking over for John Sterling. This is now your team, you and Susan, the voices of the New York Yankees. What does this mean for you personally, for your career, all of those different things?
Oh, it's huge. It puts a big stamp on it. It's at this stage of my life and my career, great time to be here. You know, still a good team. You know, pitching's not what we thought it was going to be. But the athleticism, the hitting, great. What it means to me means so much because I have had a long career and I've done just about everything. And to be here in New York, be back home in New York, and to do this, wow, it's special.
Always wanted this, and you know you can't accomplish if you don't dream. You've got to have a compass that is going to direct you somewhere.
Yeah, and circumstances, you know,
for sure
presented themselves, and I had a great time in Seattle. 18 years, a lot of friends, a lot of good colleagues, a lot of good times, not enough. One playoff, not enough.
Oh, dude. You got a lot of run, though, with that one playoff that run. Yeah, that camera on you was good.
In 21, it looked like we were going to make it, and then that was a Saturday night. Haniger gets a big hit, and then it was over in the first inning the next morning. And then Cal gets us in the next year, upset Toronto, and had Houston to this day. When I talked to Dusty, we had you. He said, yeah, you let us go. We were scared to death of you.
You know what's going to happen this year now? Yanks, Mariners, collision course.
Like
the
old days.
I got people breaking my chops back in the Pacific Northwest saying that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll better get some offense before they start thinking about playoffs here.
Let me tell you something.
Can you make an offseason move, Seattle?
Not for hitting-wise, they didn't.
I know.
And pitching is still, Kirby's out with a shoulder, a kid from Rye.
Yeah.
That's a staff.
Yep, I know.
That is a big time.
Is it the best
staff.
Of baseball staff?
You can make that argument. Yeah.
Well, outside the Dodgers, probably you would.
Outside of the Dodgers, but I mean, you know, the American League for sure. If that team, I said it on the air last year. If we could hit just 245, you know, 230, which was the league average.
Yeah.
It's over. We win it. But we hit 217 going into the last month. 214.
Didn't Alonso hit 217? Yeah, he gave him criticism. Mean, the same thing with the team that hits 217.
You have no idea how bad that was.
No idea. Well, you're going to get some offense here. That is for sure.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Bellinger about that. I said, dude, you know, right down the line. I said, no. I'm staying up the middle. I don't want to get caught into that. If I get one, great. I'm staying up the middle. I thought that was good.
Easier said than done.
He says that. Agreed. Soto stayed with his approach, going foul pole to foul pole, but a lot easier said than done. You watch baseball forever.
Yeah, no question. Just like it's not easier when they had the shift. And the guys are throwing a million miles an hour, and hey, why can't you hit it to the open space? I get that, but that's at least the approach. I mean, it's a game of failure. Everybody knows that. So, but the fact that he has that approach, I think, is fruitful, to say the least.
Last time we had you on, it was before you went down to spring training.
Yeah.
What'd you learn down there watching this
game? Ben Rice can hit. Austin Wells can hit. It's spring training. I know. I don't want to get carried away, but it's a good sign. I was impressed with Rice's power. I think Dominguez is going to be all right. I think that the fact that, you know, he's a switch hitter, he doesn't look like he's a fast runner, but he can move.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to hit. And as long as he stays healthy, I think that's going to be when I talked to the coaches, James Rawlson was raving about Jazz Chisholm. The manager, Aaron Boone, said he's the closest thing in terms of swing-wise, in terms of the way the swing looks, to Ken Griffey Jr. And you know how much of a rave that is. So, I mean, the guy's got unbelievable power.
It's also a little bit of a stretch.
I mean, it's not base percentage.
No. I said swing.
I know you.
I know. Not results.
No. I said swing.
You may run like Hayes, but you hit
right. Right. Exactly. I'm just saying what it was.
I got gotcha.
The potential, is there.
Because it's a loose, optically, I know what you mean. Yeah. We're messing around. It's a loose, explosive swing.
James was saying that Volpe had a great spring, barreling the ball up consistently.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to see what Cabrera does at third. But I'm pretty encouraged. I'm very encouraged by this team. I think Rodon has learned how to be here and what it takes to be here.
Took him a year.
And that, hey, you know what? Better late than never. That's the way it goes.
Ed Whitson couldn't figure it out back in the day.
Exactly. And when I talked to him, when I first met him a couple of weeks ago and went down, he owned it. He says, hey, it wasn't any good that first year.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I get it. I think I understand what it takes to be here. Boney talked about the fact that he has had tremendous growth. I think that's going to be sensational. Freed looks like he's matured beyond his years. I mean, he does have a lot under his belt. He's got a ring, blah, 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 blah. But that's the real deal right there.
I think the Yanks are going to catch the ball real well. I think you go Goldschmidt, upgrade over Rizzo. Jazz, upgrade over Torres. Judge, upgrade over Soto and Wright. Bellinger, upgrade over Judge and center. Obviously, Volpe's got to hit more, but he can pick it. Third base, I think they'll catch it well enough. I don't know how much they'll hit. And if Dominguez is even a tick above adequate
just
eventually,
be good.
They're gonna be a very good defensive team.
Just be good. You don't have to be. You're not going to be. Who was the guy that was with Kansas City forever? The great
not the Jesus. Alex Gordon?
Alex
Where we
Gordon.
Go? Yeah, Gordon.
Yeah, he's not going to be Alex Gordon, but give me a reasonable facsimile. I'll be happy.
Yep.
What do you think about the AL East? A lot of people are picking the Red Sox as maybe the team to beat in the division, or at least the Yankees' toughest competition.
It will be the toughest competition. Crochet is a monster. That was in Seattle. First time they were in last year. 13 punch outs, and it was no low contender. I mean, it was just no contest at all. And he just pumping, you know, fastball, slider, fast. Good luck. He's that good. I know Giolito went down. They're going to swing it. The Durant kid is, whew, I like him a lot.
Me too.
I like him. You know, do they have enough to go all the way? I still think the Yankees are a tick or two better than the beauty. This being my first time really experiencing Yankees Red Sox and all that goes in with that. You know, I've been, you know, on the periphery watching, and even when I was at the Daily News, yeah, I didn't get to cover those series, but it's going to be nuts.
And it's been a while since it's been a thing. The last couple of years,
it's definitely died down. There's no question.
Yeah, but I think it's going to come back though, this year. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you, back to the Crochet thing, and this may be a bigger issue for the Yankees, big picture, which will be addressed with Stanton's return eventually and maybe a move. Crochet against a lefty-laden lineup. That doesn't exactly make me feel good from a Yankee perspective.
Precisely my point.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a big dude, too. And he's like all big guys. He's like in your living room after he releases the ball.
You know?
And he's throwing 100. And a legit 100. And that, I don't get caught up. Hey, he throws 100. Can he hit his spots? All right? That dude's throwing 100 and hitting his spots. That, there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you get all these guys. Somebody, guy, throw 95, but he can't throw for strikes.
Yeah,
he's out. He's out in the third inning. He's out in the second inning. I don't want to hear it.
I'm fascinated by the scheduling, the partnering, all that stuff. Are you scheduled right now to do all the games, all the road trips?
Oh, I'm all in.
And then take me inside a little bit here. You and Susan, obviously great friends, partners. Is there, like, whether it's home or on the road, a window open? You prefer windows open?
We're going to find out today. I mean, I came fortified. Open. I got the North Face.
You got your jacket on. Yeah.
And I got an overcoat. And I got a skull cap. I'll be good.
So
come on, that's a veteran guy here.
You're right. You follow her lead.
Yeah, she's got a little bit more, a little more time here, but... Hey, I used to do football games in Green Bay with the windows open.
All right? Why? Bad you like weather. Getting that feel then?
Well, I went with Coach Madden said, you got to feel the whole thing.
No, you don't. If you played, you do. If you're broadcast, you don't.
In Pittsburgh. And some places you didn't have any choice.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just got to, if you prepared properly and you brought the right clothes, you're good. Yeah.
Well, I've got a question about Susan as well, a little bit different. Let's say in the event Susan should take a day or two off this year. I don't know if you know, but I did step into the Yankee booth a couple times.
This guy's
lobbying
already. Right, it's opening day.
Hey, listen, hold on.
I haven't even spoken my first word in the opening day.
No, I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm trying to jump in for Susan when she needs a day off. If they come to you and they say, hey, Dave, you know, Susan's got a wedding in Florida for a best friend or a relative. We want somebody to jump in. We're thinking, you know, that Tierney guy, you know, you going to give him the stamp,
yes or no? I do give him points for having some gum. To do it.
That's
he
right.
He does this all the time.
I get some points.
I want to crawl under the table, but he does this.
Yeah, you know, you advocate for yourself. I get it. Yeah, we'll see.
And I've known you 20 years going back to the Big East days at the Garden, man, when you were showing me the ropes. I remember Dave, like you might not remember this, but you were a very generous broadcaster. This is actually a little more than 20 when I literally first started doing stuff. And I remember you, just the little things that probably don't even resonate with you, but you were very giving of your time that I remember just how to conduct. Conduct an interview post game with a coach, and I was always very appreciative.
Appreciate
so I'm sincerely
that.
Happy for you.
Thank you. I enjoy paying it forward. I had guys. I'm a name drop here, but Dick Enberg, Vince Scully, Marty Brenneman, Marty Glickman, Marv Albert, Costas. A lot of guys paid it forward with me, and guys back in Philly when I was down there. You got to pay it forward, and I've learned a lot. You know, I was fresh out of college when I got here to New York. Didn't know anybody. I had an aunt here, and I lived around the corner from me, but that was it. And I got thrown in the deep end, and son, you got to swim out.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, Sims, this copy's not very good. I think you need to rewrite it. You want to try this, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, that back at the Daily News when you had World War II and Korea War veteran guys who were Depression children, who hard-scrabble dudes.
Yikes.
And, you know, just hard-asses, man.
Yep.
And I learned a lot from those cats, man. You know, knock down, pick yourself up, and let's keep going. That's one of the reasons why I'm still here.
And this is an easy spot. It's a great spot for you, obviously. Great job. But not easy when you're replacing a legend. I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it. I know you love John, but I'm sure you're tired of hearing about, John Sterling, and you're replacing John. Have you talked to him at all? And when do you feel like you're – is it today? This is it?
Again, love for John, no question. Go back to 77 when he was with the Nets. I've seen him at a couple of dinners, and that's it. And we had a couple conversations. We didn't have any depth. Hey, I want you to do this one.
Right.
Like, mutual respect was huge, huge. And they were, you know, and he even said, he was with somebody, he said, I would tell Dave to be himself.
Right.
That's what I'm rolling with.
Right.
You know, I'm not daunted by, you know, I'm not blown away. I mean, I essentially replaced Dave Niehaus in Seattle. I replaced Jack Spector here in New York at WNBC before you guys were probably even born. So, I mean, I have the same kind of confidence you do, BT, and I was raised that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, I get you're in the game, I'm going to do my best. And trying to make it great.
And by the way, if I slip up, I'm going to make sure the next time is even better.
Exactly.
What do you think? I mean, everything's obviously important here. Have you thought about, I know it's not scripted, it's got to be organic, but have you thought about nailing the first home run call or the first Yankee, like the final out for the first win? Do you even think about that stuff?
I didn't. I said, come on, just you've been living organic your entire broadcast career. You know, I wrote down a couple of words that I want to make sure I get in. Mainly at the beginning of the show, I mean, but I always say, if I remembered scripts that well, I'd be a caddying for Denzel.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
It's the best way to be.
You're not an actor,
right? If I remembered, if I was good at remembering Shakespeare and all that good stuff, I mean, I would have been in, try to be in his orbit. Because I'm comfortable being in front of people.
There you go. You know,
but sports is what I was raised on, and you know, it's where I'm supposed to be.
Enjoy the day, man.
Hey, man.
Long wait, well deserved, Dave.
Thanks, man. Good to see you guys.
Congratulations, sir. Thank you. Good luck.
He's got that good handshake too. You got to dig in when you shake this guy's hand.
Let me tell you something.
He's locked in.
When you cover the NBA and the NFL, if you don't get it in there, you're going to get hurt.
You're going to get eaten alive, and you're going to get eviscerated, and you lose your man card for life.
You're going to get hurt. I have said hello to so many D tackles, Reggie White, and cats like that. Yo, Reg, what's up? Hey, man. Oh my God. So I only took once, and if you get in there and I give it a good squeeze and you don't do it, well, what can I tell you? You learn something.
Go get him, Dave. All the fan, thank you to Dave Sims. He'll be on the call with Susan here in just a little bit. Make sure you stay tuned.